The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. After he had fed the people, Jesus made the disciples get into a boat and precede him to the other side while he dismissed the crowds. After doing so, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray. When it was evening, he was there alone. Meanwhile, the boat, already a few miles offshore, was being tossed about by the waves, for the wind was against it. During the fourth watch of the night, he came toward them walking on the sea. When the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified. "It is a ghost," they said, and they cried out in fear. At once Jesus spoke to them, "Take courage, it is I. Do not be afraid." Peter said to him in reply, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." He said, "Come." Peter got out of the boat and began to walk on the water toward Jesus. But when he saw how strong the wind was, he became frightened. And beginning to sink, he cried out, "Lord, save me." Immediately Jesus stretched out his hand and caught Peter and said to him, "O you of little faith, why did you doubt?" After they got into the boat, the wind died down. Those who were in the boat did him homage, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." The Gospel of the Lord. Our first reading this morning is taken from the first book of Kings. And in the preceding verses, Elijah slew 450 prophets of the false god Baal on Mount Carmel. Queen Jezebel, when she found out about this, swore that she would take his life. And so, being frightened, he flees to Mount Horeb. It is there that he encounters God at the mouth of the cave. God was not in the strong, heavy wind. God was not in the earthquake. And God was not in the fire. But God was in the tiny, whispering sound. Our second reading is taken from Paul's letter to the Romans, and Paul recounts the many privileges that the chosen people received, that God led them out of Egypt, that place of slavery, and led them across the desert, across the Red Sea, and how God provided them with food and water as they journeyed to the Promised Land. And more, but still, they rejected God's Son, Jesus. However, God remains faithful to his promises to them. And in the Gospel, last weekend we heard about how Jesus learned of the death of John the Baptist, and then went and left to be alone and to pray. He encountered a multitude of people, and we were told that he was moved with pity. But eventually, he would feed the crowd with loaves and fishes. In today's gospel, also from Matthew, continues with Jesus sending his disciples across the water so that he can spend some time alone and to pray. Life is a tough haul for many people. Some of the time, maybe a majority of people. At other times, some of the people, seems like every day is a time of difficulty. As Christians who have been baptized, confirmed, or perhaps are married, ordained, or even single, seems like we set out in a life alone into the headwinds. The headwinds of poverty, pain, rejection, unemployment, unscrupulosity, injustice, infidelity, loneliness, limitations, a lot of roadblocks. We seem unable to make much progress. And the church, well, she may be there in the background praying, but there are times when it does not seem to make much difference. In this weekend's gospel, the disciples find themselves in a similar situation. The master goes praying in the safety of the hills, and while they are crossing the Sea of Galilee, they encounter a terrible storm. And because of the storm, they're not making much progress. But the master is at hand, and he is ready to help whenever they ask. It seems that Jesus would have passed by had Peter not called out to him. But our Lord hears him, reaches a hand out, and lifts him up. Perhaps we need to keep this in mind, to invite our Lord into our lives more frequently, not confining him to our church going, but seeking his wisdom, his courage, his guidance, and his help in everyday situations. It is help God will give, perhaps through another individual, maybe a neighbor, maybe a member of a group at church, maybe even a stranger. I guess we could say that it really doesn't make any difference because God provides, and whoever it comes from is sufficient. And what is true is that God is coming. For that, we can take faith. No matter how troubled the sea of life may seem to be, God will be with us. We need only to call out, "Lord, save me."